With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Police are investigating yet another potential quarantine breach, this time in Cayman Brac. Radio Cayman's April Cummings reports.
An alleged breach of isolation protocols by travelers quarantining at residents in the BRAC has been reported to the RCIPS and is currently under investigation. As part of a routine welfare and compliance visit by the Travel Cayman Mobile Compliance Team, travelers in quarantine were found to have people visiting with them in their yard space. On instructions from the Medical Officer of Health, the persons visiting have been placed in quarantine and now tagged with monitoring devices. Public Health confirm all primary contact tracing protocols have been observed and reassure the public there is no immediate cause for public health concern. Police have noted this is an ongoing investigation and a completed file will be sent to the Office of the Director of Public Prosecution for a decision.
In other police news, a man is arrested after allegedly crashing his car on the Government Administration Building property and then taking off. Shortly before 1:30 a.m. on Thursday, officers responded to a report of a single vehicle collision on Elgin Avenue near Claude Hill Road involving a Toyota Land Cruiser. The vehicle had left the roadway, overturned, coming to rest on the property of the Government Administration Building. The driver of the vehicle left the scene before police officers arrived. Later that day, the driver, a 46-year-old Georgetown man, was arrested on suspicion of leaving the scene of an accident. He was granted bail. And the Central Caribbean Marine Institute launches its Reef Relief 2021 Photo Scavenger Hunt and Beach Day Fundraiser. More from Radio Cayman's Felicia Rankin-Solins.
For Reef Relief 2021, all you need is to put a team together of 4 to 6 people to join in on the fun. You can be any age to take part. Teams have 5 days from April 5th to the 10th to complete as many items from the photo scavenger hunt list as possible. They then must post to the Central Caribbean Marine Institute's Facebook page to submit. All the items on the list are eco-friendly and include lionfish hunting, beach cleanups to simple pro-environment things you can do in the home and office. Everyone who takes part will be contributing to reef relief. Points are awarded for each item completed. The hunt concludes with a beach day for all registered participants at Kaibo on Saturday, April 10th, from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. Prizes will be awarded to the winning photo scavenger hunt team and best photos. Participants can expect lunch, beach games, and select activities, and live music. There will be raffle tickets to purchase, the opportunity to sign up for CCMI's Coral Dome Champion Program, and shirts and accessories will be for sale. All proceeds go to support CCMI and sustain their ongoing programs that work to protect and restore coral reefs. Ticket prices begin at $75. Children 12 and under are $30. For complete event information and to buy tickets, please visit reefresearch.org. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins.
Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which will take us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller from Radio Cayman's newsroom.
BBC News with Jerry Smith. Leaders of the G7 developed nations have poised to dramatically boost their contributions to the global vaccination effort against coronavirus. They'll make pledges shortly at a virtual summit hosted by Britain. President Biden will promise $4 billion to the UN's COVAX program to immunise people in poorer countries. There's been heavy gunfire and explosions in the Somali capital Mogadishu, where opposition leaders have been defying a government ban on public gatherings. The opposition parties want President Mohamed Abdullahi Farmajo to leave office. UN human rights experts say there's been increased communal violence in South Sudan. Their report says that villages are being burnt, women and girls abducted and raped, and boys forcibly recruited as child soldiers. The UK's Supreme Court has ruled that the ride-hailing taxi app Uber must classify its drivers as workers rather than independent contractors. The ruling could leave it facing a hefty compensation bill, as well as having wider consequences for the gig economy. The Malaysian independent news site Malaysia Kini says it's raised enough money to cover a hefty fine imposed on it by a federal court in a verdict seen as a test for press freedom. Readers contributed more than $120,000. BBC News.